Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday everyone, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me. I know, I've still got to say it. In case, of course, people are tuning in and joining this podcast for the very first time, which a lot of you are, some of you. Or maybe one of you. It doesn't matter. Numbers are irrelevant, just as long as you all enjoy it. And that seems to be what you're doing, especially with the breakfast show at the moment. Now, Sam Allardyce was on it yesterday morning, saying Newcastle boss Steve Bruce has done a great job at St James's Park, but he's not sure why Rafa Benitez got the praise he did. And he said all of this to Alan Brazil, Steve Harmison, Harmy, and Macca McCoist.
At the moment, they are going to be a Premier League side next season. I think Steve, in his first season, done a very, very good job, considering he came in 2 weeks before the season started. There were lots of hoo-ha around whether he was good enough or not. And I still don't understand why Rafa Benitez was deared to be so good, Steve. I just don't understand it, because they played negative football then. It was unbelievable. But there you go. Rafa did a great PR job on himself and how he managed the club at that time.
We'll stay with Macca. No one calls him that apart from me. Ali McCoist was talking about the Scottish Premiership Football League situation, or the SPFL, to give it its acronym, saying the situation is a complete mess. And he also explains Dundee's controversial vote. Yeah, that is a bit bonkers, actually.
Complete and utter shambles. And Dundee registered their vote at 4:48, before the 5 o'clock deadline. And seemingly, for some reason, unbeknown to a lot of people, the SPFL didn't receive their vote 12 minutes before close of play. However, they did receive a message at 5:05, seemingly in perfect legal terms, not telling them not to accept that vote.
Yeah.
Some 17 minutes later. So, what I've heard is Dundee sent their message in a PDF, and it went straight to one of the executives in their sort of spam or quarantine box, and they didn't bother to look.
Alan, you couldn't make it up.
So, all of a sudden, in that, whatever it be, 17 minutes, Dundee have changed their mind. And all of a sudden, they don't want to vote no. They're taking their time. So, what I would like to see, and I think the vast majority of the country would like to see, they were wondering who made the phone call to Dundee after 4:48 and before 5 minutes past five.
Yeah, or even a minute and five. Hold on, where's your vote? You know, you're last in. Where is it?
Alan, it's an absolute shambles.
Now, James Savundra has caught up with Burnley captain Ben Mee. I say caught up with him. I mean, obviously, he didn't physically catch up with him, because you can't get near, but you can't go out. You can't do anything. But I'm guessing it was sort of over the telephone or Skype or some other means. But anyway, what I'm trying to tell you is it was all done in the safety of their homes, I'm guessing. Anyway, this is me. Well, obviously not me. This is him. Not Ben him. This is me. Ben Mee. Anyway, on his defensive relationship with James Tarkowski.
You know, we've both played a lot of games together, and I think it shows on the pitch that we have a really good understanding. So, yeah, I think the more games you play with someone, the more you're going to be able to sort of know how they play and understand them a bit more. And obviously, Popey's, we played a lot of games with Popey as well. He's come in and and adds to it as well, which is great. And yeah, we've managed to get a lot of consistency this year in regards to playing games, and yeah, we've become a really good partnership, I think, and I think we both enjoy playing with each other, which is nice.
I imagine you've had your hands full of late, but you've had a bit of time to call some of the elder fans in the community. What's that been like, and have there been any highlights at all?
Yeah, that was nice to give them a call. You know, it's something I want to do more. Maybe, you know, if this is going to be extended a little bit longer, it's going to be tough for, especially for the elder people in the town of Burnley. And yeah, hopefully we can get through a few more and ring around a little bit and support them that really need it. And I think it's a tough time being in isolation on your own, and especially if you're on your own. Yeah, that little bit of support might do some good.
Last time we spoke about what you were watching on TV, and you were just about to start Black Mirror on Netflix. So it's been a month or so since the end of the season as it is now. What have you been ticking off in terms of box sets over the last few weeks?
The box sets, we watched finished the second season of that. We watched the Tiger one that everyone's been talking about. Watched that one. And yeah, we've been watching a few little things. One's on BBC as well. There's a couple on there and stuff. And yeah, so I've been trying to get a little bit of reading, but mainly, you know, the little man takes up a lot of time throughout the day. The day goes so fast when you're playing with him and keeping him occupied most of the day. So yeah, that's taken up a lot of the time.
Now, Jared Bowen joined Adrian and Goffey on Drive Time yesterday afternoon. The West Ham new boy discussed his move and also his dreams of following in the footsteps of two of his former Hull teammates, Andy Robertson and Harold Maguire.
Me and Robert used to train against each other all the time. And Harry Maguire, he was actually sat on the bench together. He wasn't playing much at Hull for the first 6 months of the Premier League season. It was only, I think, when Marco Silva came in the second half of the season, he played him week in, week out before he got his move. But, you know, playing with those players, you can tell that they were good at the time. And they're still only young as well. And the things they've gone on to go and do is, you know, unbelievable. You know, Big H has got to a World Cup semi-final. Robbo has won the Champions League. You know, it's unreal. I just want to try and follow in their footsteps just a little bit like that.
Back now to the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show, and here's a story from Alan Brazil. A story of him trimming his bush. Yeah, after being let down by a farmer. It's a problem that a lot of us, of course, can relate to. Having a big old bush and a farmer cuts it down. Or doesn't, in the story coming your way. I won't spoil it, but that's basically what happens. I'm guessing, I've not heard it either. Let's listen together, shall we?
God, you know what? Can I hardly hold this microphone? My arms, honest, I feel I've just gone 12 rounds with whoever you like, Lennox or Big Tyson. I got stuck in the hedge yesterday. I must take a picture of it later on. Oh, dear, it was 12 foot, now it's about 9 foot. The farmer's let us down, so we had a wee go yesterday. Oh, dear.
Listen,
can't lift a pen.
You'll need to send me a picture of that hedge, Al. I've got you very creative.
I've got my
creative.
Legs back as well.
I've got you very creative. Have you cut all these kind of swan shapes?
Oh, away you go. I tell you what, it's not exactly flat at the top, by the way. And it's 5 foot across, so I'd like to see you. Listen, Michelangelo couldn't he make that hedge any prettier.
Time now to check in with Jim White and Natalie Sawyer. White and Sawyer, some people call it the mid-morning show. This is the former Liverpool and Chelsea defender Glenn Johnson on that mid-morning show, voicing his concerns that there'll be so many injuries if you cram the remaining games into just 2 days. Sorry, June and July, although it will feel like 2 days. Can't be done. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Can't be done. Scrap the season.
For the players to be back playing in, what was it, about 6 weeks, they're going to need to be in full training latest in 3 weeks' time. The games almost every 3 to 4 days will be very tough because obviously we've all seen the injury ratios over the Christmas period, which is, what, 4 games in, say, 10 days. The problem is every game something happens, whether it's just even a kick, which restricts your your mobility for the game after, and then you gradually wear yourself down. But to play every 3 days for 5 to 6 weeks will be very tough on anyone. The lads can't just be thrown into a Premier League game. Well, not just Premier League, any sort of top-flight game. So you just wouldn't be able to cope with it. So I think at the absolute most, 2 weeks you could cope with. But like you say, but that needs to be full training. There's going to be points where you need contact, you need to get close to people, and you need to get match ready. So that's why I think this is the major factor of it. They need to be back in training within enough time.
Now, the Breakfast Show, we're also joined by the super middleweight champion of the world, Callum Smith, who wants to fight Billy Joe Saunders once we're out of lockdown.
Yeah, that's the one that makes the most sense, to be honest with you. We're both world champions, we're both Brits. It'll probably generate a lot of interest over here, and it's a good fight, and you're supposed to fight Canelo Alvarez May the 2nd. That's obviously not going to happen. Whether that gets postponed or whether he misses his chance, we'll have to wait and see. But if that fight doesn't happen, then I think the next possible fight that makes the most sense is putting the two of us in together, and I'm sure it'll be a good fight. Ideally, I'd want, obviously, there's 4 world champions in each weight. I've got one of them. I'd like to fight one of the other ones. I'd like to, I'm ranked number one in the world, but I'd like to prove it by beating some of the other champions, and they're the fight I want. I believe some of them, you know, can be made. As you said there, I've got a very good promoter in Eddie Hearn, and I'll be on the phone to him the minute this is back to normal to secure me the biggest fight possible. I'm in the sport to see how good I really am, and I believe I'll only see that when I'm in against, you know, some of the better names in the division.
And staying with boxing, on Saturday night, that's tomorrow night, Fight Night is live from 8 p.m. with Gareth A. Davis and that northern fella, Blackburn, so I can't remember. Anyway, they'll be joined by Ricky Hatton. How about that for a show? So make sure you tune in to Fight Night. That's live tomorrow night on TalkSport from 8 p.m. Back now to Goffey and Durham discussing their top 5 favourite free kicks of all time on Drive Time. Not their favourite free kicks on Drive. They were discussing it on... Yeah, you get where I'm going with that. And it was the omission of Roberto Carlos's famous free kick against France by Aid that really got them talking. Well, I mean, listen, he's obviously going to leave it out because it's without doubt one of the greatest free kicks of all time.
Dear, dear! I don't believe it! What a goal we have just seen from Roberto Carlos! That is amazing!
Well, I had to have it in, Aid. I'm sorry. Roberto Carlos, I had it in as one of the best goals I'd seen as well, and it is. That's every time, it's just, I still can't believe it went into the net. I know you're not a big fan of it, but it was in France in 97, 30 yards out. He absolutely charged like a rhino at the ball, at pace, outside of the left foot. He smashed it. It looked like he was going 10 yards wide. And somehow, and I still don't know how much, I've seen balls curl here, and I've seen them go both ways through the air, but this one curled back right into the corner. The keeper had no chance whatsoever. I know you will come back and say the keeper was in the wrong position and he'd not moved, but no one moved. Not even his own teammates. They thought he'd absolutely fluffed it and it was just going to go into the crowd. But it curled back outside of the left boot. Oh, what a goal.
Okay, I understand why people like the goal, but it is bloke curls ball. I mean, that happens every single Sunday morning in parks up and down the country.
What, were they outside of the boot? How many people have you seen do that?
I'll tell you what it's like. It's like sometimes in life, in work, if you're really professional, you make absolutely sure, whatever it might be. So, for example, on a Saturday when I go to a game, I always make sure I have a spare set of headphones, a spare lead, a spare this, a spare that, just in case whoever I'm there with, they're meant to bring the equipment, just in case they haven't got the equipment. I always make sure, right? Very often, 99 times out of 100, don't have to use it, but there's that one moment where you think, ah, that's why you do that every single week. Fabian Barthez should go and cover his post. I know the wall's there for a reason. But he absolutely should. Should I just leave it? Because I've said this before.
Leave it.
I've said this before.
Leave it. It was a brilliant goal.
This is TalkSport Daily and I'm Laura Woods.
Now, just a little note to my producer, Tom. He's written me the next line for the Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs link, but I think he's got it wrong. It says here, Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs, and this is Andy's wife and hairdresser, Sue. I mean, obviously, Tom, our producer's got that wrong. There's no way Andy Jacobs' wife would be on Talk Sport. I mean, I know she's a hairdresser, probably a good one, although Andy's not really got hair, so I don't, anyway, I don't think she'll be on. Just check that. Oh no, she was a guest on the show. Anyway, let's listen to Hawksby and Jacobs. And Jacobs,
Shark Olive on Twitter, it said, dear Sue, my wife's first attempt at cutting hair, not sure she likes me. Can you recommend anything? Now, to try and explain what's gone on with Shark Olive, he's got a kind of very small tuft of hair. It's a bit Taxi Driver, Robert De Niro, but it's just a tuft. It looks like the top of a pineapple. Sue, have you had a look at this? Is there anything he can do with that, you think?
Yeah, now, Sue, Paul's asking if there's anything you can do with Shark Olive. We've got him in front of us. You know, you quite liked that one, didn't you?
I did. Is his hair normally like that?
Well, apparently not. He said his wife did it to him.
What's his hair normally like? What's his wife done that's different?
His wife did it to him. She likes it, that's why.
Oh, that's cool. That's a start then. So Shark Olive, it's probably not your real name. Just leave it as is.
I don't agree that she doesn't like you.
Keep that one going. Okay, we've got another one here. Another one here.
Stop talking.
Where's this one come from? Where am I? My wife cut my hair a number 3 all over last night. She tried to blend it. Not the best outcome. How do you blend it in? Needless to say, I'm wearing a cap for a while. Now, that was from Paul Ward. Thank you,
Paul Ward. It's Paul Ward. It's this one.
This one. But no, you can't blend that in. You'll have to do the whole back like that. And then when you get to the top of that section that's shaved practically, use a number 2 or 3 up to the crown, 3 probably.
Okay.
That might blend it in a little bit. But apart from that, you just need to shave the whole back off basically.
Oh, well, Paul, get the old clippers out again.
You've got a nice voice. Have you ever thought of going into radio?
Yeah. Nicer than Andy's, I'll tell you that.
Leo Pearlman, the director of Sunderland Till I Die, was on the mid-morning show with JW, Nat and Glenn Johnson, work that out yourself, and said that Chairman Stuart Donald and CEO Charlie Methven were great to work with, but also made amazing telly.
On the river where they used to build the boats, by the harbour wall, the place you loved the most.
Both Stuart and Charlie are honest and transparent to a fault. And I underline the word fault there. They made a lot of good decisions, and along with everyone else, they made some bad decisions. And having a show like this made about them probably highlights some of the less positive decisions that they made more than the others. I think that when they both came into the roles, they made it very clear to the fans that they were going to have this honesty, this transparency, and they stuck to that. And that extended to us and the cameras and certainly became the centrepiece of this second series. For us, it made great television. I guess the fans will read into it what they want. What I would say is that both of them came in with the best intentions and I think made decisions that they believed were in the best interest of the club. And retrospectively, maybe some of those could have gone a different way.
And last, but by no means least, of course, it's my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. Let me quickly tell you, before we have a listen back to the best bits from last night, let me quickly tell you that coming up on my show over the next couple of weeks, Ricky Gervais will be on the show for half an hour. Get that. Ricky Gervais, Afterlife 2 is coming out, and he will be on the show with me talking, well, a bit of Afterlife, but we'll have some fun as well. Ricky Gervais on my show in the next couple of weeks. And also, coming up, we've got an incredibly famous boxer that's not been on TalkSport before, was involved in one of the fights of the century in the last decade. I've not heard him talk before, but I've sent a load of DMs out to a load of famous people, and one came back from this person, and he will be on the show hopefully also. I can't tell you who it is, but he will be on my show in the next couple of weeks as well. So lots of big names coming your way on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar. Including, of course, last night, where we had Lee Sharp on the show. I don't even know if producer Tom's putting Lee Sharp in this little bit, but hopefully he will, because Sharpie is an absolute legend.
The other thing I've started doing a bit of meditating on the spiky mat. Have you heard of the spiky mat?
All right.
No, what's that?
A spike? What's a spiky mat?
It's a mat with like golf spikes on, if you like. And you lie on it, it's like acupuncture on your back, and I lie on that for 20 minutes, half an hour, and do a meditation, get away from everything for a little bit.
That just sounds like a very, very clever way of saying to the other half, I'm just going for a bit of meditation for 20 minutes, look after the kids.
That's exactly what it is. You just lie there and do nothing for 20 minutes, half an hour.
Well, that's it for another podcast. Good work, everyone. Well done. I've enjoyed that. Let me give a round of applause for everyone that listened, not just tonight but the whole week. In fact, if you've downloaded from day one, collect all your coupons, send them off to TalkSport, and you get absolutely nothing, because you can't get coupons when you download a podcast. That's just a load of nonsense. Oh, but I've done all of them. Don't care. Makes no difference to me. Just keep downloading them. That's it. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back on Sunday night from 9 p.m. with the Trans Europe Express. I think it's 9. It changed last week to 10. I only found out quite late. At the moment, it's 9 p.m. So make sure you join me for that. And, of course, I'll be back alongside the Fun Boy on Monday night from 10 p.m. with more Sports Bar nonsense. In the meantime, have a good weekend. Keep your distance. Don't go out unless you need to. Wash your hands. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.